have eaten vegan sausage rolls. Are you? Have you eaten them?
I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
If that is not a creative, that's his job.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
The way you say hello is like you're shouting down a well.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough. That's your prerogative.
But
we're not here about prerogatives.
We're not.
So one that we said and we looked at each other and go, why have we never covered this subject before?
Mm.
Is about school.
Yeah. School.
So what I can say about it, where I open up, is, you know, like kids used to say, why would I ever need to learn any of this?
Yeah.
That is a really valid point.
Reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was thinking about school the other day, and the majority of it, you really don't need to know.
I might as well not have gone.
No.
To be totally honest.
No. Okay, well. Learning sentences.
Yeah. Fuck that, right?
No, I mean, listen to us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I didn't really like school very much. I had some good times, but on the whole, all my teachers were fucking horrendous human beings.
Mm.
There's always one teacher that I liked. My history teacher, he was sound. I can't remember his name. So that cat, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I did all right in art. I got like a B in art.
Did you?
Yeah.
Quite good.
And then I didn't really pass any of my other GCSEs, really.
Yeah.
I don't think I got very good grades at all.
Yeah.
Well, you did all right in GCSEs.
No.
Well,
I got 5 C's and a B.
That's better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not amazing, though, is it?
No, it's not great.
Proper average.
Yeah.
Like, really average stuff.
No, you're not getting into Mensa without a...
No, I didn't, no. I got turned away
the application
at the door.
Has been... Yeah. It's not got back to me.
Well, I got the address wrong.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to read. But... no, I think school is a massive waste of time.
Yeah, school's
shite. The way that they do it. I think what would be much better is if you're just taught... Well, one, I know some schools do this, but one taught about cooking.
Yeah, we got that, yeah.
But you should really be taught as well, like, as in... what would be really good is, like, dynamics among people. But being like, by the way... You'll probably have to do some things you don't like in order to get ahead in life. It's up to you if you really decide to want to do them or not.
Yeah, which I haven't wanted to do.
And by the way, statistically, you'll have a partner that might cheat on you at some point.
Yeah.
Or you might cheat on them.
Yeah.
You're going to have to navigate around that. I tell you what, learning decimal points won't help you there.
No, I've not used them at all.
Yeah.
And now with the phones, I mean, that does everything for me, that phone.
Mm.
I use it all the time.
But
I just Google what's 8 times 4.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just comes straight up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's a lot. It's very useless, really.
Yeah, it's just shite.
I suppose you are learning, in a way, dynamics, sort of like inadvertently. But
the principle of learning.
Well, but no one's... You're constantly going through a feeling out process in school. As in dynamics of when people bully each other.
Teachers were bullies, let alone the bullies that were bullies.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
It's not shocking, is it?
No, they were just humourless wankers, all of them.
Really?
Yeah, all of them. I don't remember any of them being...
Really?
...sound. Yeah.
Apart from that history teacher.
That history teacher was all right, yeah. Taught us about Anderson shelters and, like...
What's that?
It's like a... I don't know. It's like a shelter that people used to go in the war.
Oh, right.
Can't be that good because I can't really remember what it is. We did, like, the Tudors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry VIII was a bit of a player.
He was, yeah. He had a certain amount of wives. I'm not sure how many.
The thing is about school is, like, as well as being sort of like not a very productive use of time, because it's so, you're so thinly spread. My personal opinion on it is that you should just be pigeonholed into, like, either athletics, science. Like, you should just be doing 80% of that and then the 10-20% of the other stuff.
You think so? So
yeah.
Something that you're interested in, you mean?
Yeah, you should just be, from the age of about 10, you should just be pushed in a direction. Like, if someone was like, Do you want to play football and cook? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to do one of the other things.
I suppose, English, how would you know you're good at every good at stuff though?
Well, there's got to be things just statistically you're better at than the others.
Yeah. I mean, the point of school was that...
You were probably good at woodwork.
I did. I made a lamp and stuff and I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but it put me onto my profession, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, the majority of stuff, you're all treated as the same or different levels of it, and it's how intelligent you are on the same sort of tests and stuff. They don't really treat you as an individual.
Mm.
But then I guess it'd be chaos if they did. I don't really know. I ain't got a solution for it. I just know it's bullshit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I liked swimming. We had a swimming pool at our school, and I was sick. And I liked playing football.
Mm.
But I used to hate it. I used to try, and any excuse not to go, I used to just relish it.
Yeah.
All the time.
I remember once that I had PE, actually, like, this is end of year 11, and I just walked outside the gate, and the teacher was like, where are you going? I was like, I've got to go and walk my dog, really.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
I wish I had that sort of foresight to be like, I was too frightened of the teachers and that. But some days I was just like, I'm just not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I remember sitting, GCSE maths, sitting the test, and just like, I can't be bothered to write anything.
No.
I might as well just not write anything. I didn't write anything.
Yeah.
Just didn't do it.
Yeah.
But I was sat in the test for the hour. I was just sat there like, this is just...
It's also a great environment for people to be bullied, though.
Yeah.
And I say that as someone that, you know, participated in bullying and also on the other side, as in everyone got bantered and mocked. Do you know what I mean?
Of course,
and it's sort of like, it's a really horrible Lord of the Flies, survival of the fittest, which I suppose kind of prepares you for the workplace.
Yeah. There was the cool kids in my school who went, like, I was into, like, Oasis and music at the time.
Mm.
And then there was a big, when the Arctic Monkeys came out, they all pretended to be into that sort of stuff.
Mm.
I don't know, it was just really fallible. It was really weird, like, I didn't like any of them. I wouldn't see, if I saw them in the street now, I'd walk straight past all of them.
Yeah, no, good point.
I wouldn't, like, want to go out of my way and be friends with anybody.
So I think, like, it's sort of like when people, it's like the first day of school, like within that first few weeks, that's like when people's nicknames get assigned, and it's like it stays till the end of year 11.
Yeah, there's got to be some funny nick. Do you have any funny nicknames? I don't remember any of ours.
Not really.
No, I don't remember we were being that witty either. Like,
no.
You remember people about school where they loved it?
Not that I could repeat.
No, yeah, no, God, yeah, yeah. I didn't do that full thing where you sit and drink with people, though, and all that. I never did that. I never did, like, the White Lightning and...
No.
No, I didn't sit in packs with... I don't think I was that popular at school, really. I wasn't... Really towards not. The end, I was, yeah. But that was too late, really.
Hmm. I think... I don't know, like, there was one teacher that I had that... He was sort of... He was, like, part of our house.
Yeah.
He was, like, a bit of a utility teacher. Like, he didn't really teach anything full-time. But he used to just lose it, but he'd start off fine and then just slowly get wound up, and then he lobbed a chair against the door once.
Yeah, some of them do that, don't they?
Like, he would just absolutely lose it. And the thing is I just got, like, I remember just deliberately really winding him up, and I was just going, I probably didn't need to do that.
Did you ever do the humming thing where you were like,
I'm sure I did. I did.
Yeah. I say childish, but we were children. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I would do that now.
Yeah, no, that is funny. Yeah.
I might do it while we're recording.
Which way I'm trying to make a point.
So social justice.
No, that's, And then there was all sorts of people did. I remember geography was pretty pointless. I don't know whether I wish I'd have paid attention or just, I didn't have an attention span at all.
No.
At all.
No, well, neither of us do.
No, I suppose we don't now either,
Would you rather, what do you think you would have rather, what would have been a better use of your time rather than what you did at school?
I don't know, painting a fence for 10 years. I don't know. I did nothing at school worth any value. Mm. I didn't really make any lasting friends. I remember really enjoying football. I was really good at football and I enjoyed that. So I used to look forward to that. I quite liked, like, the art classes and stuff that we did. But it was all such a chore. Do you know what I mean? It was a chore, wasn't it?
Some of the art classes were all right.
So it was like prison, basically.
Yeah, it does have that. I remember just like those maths things, like beyond. I remember really hated maths.
Yeah, maths is
so very
shit.
Anxiety inducing. Like, yeah. And they were all in your sets, and I was in like the bottom set.
Yeah, I was.
And then it's sort of like, well, you're a big thicko in that fucking set.
Yeah, you are though. You are thickos in that set. I was so mediocre.
Yeah.
That I was right in the middle of all. Do you know what I mean? So I wasn't quite thick enough to be interesting.
My parents, in terms of my siblings, my parents had nothing to be proud of.
No, I don't remember. Yeah.
And I mean, you can probably exclude school from that as well. But
did you have prefects in that in the late last years?
I was a prefect.
I can't remember.
I think I was given my prefectship on the grounds of being personable.
Yeah, I suppose.
I was really surprised by that. Yeah. I was like, are you sure? There was house captains that were above prefects, but I was a prefect.
See, we never had that house captain. I don't think we had that captains and all that and houses and...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I was in Reynolds.
I just remember at some point we wore a black jumper instead of...
Mm.
I don't really get it.
So you looked like security guards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember once my mum sewed a Stone Island badge onto a Fruit of the Loom jumper for me. Yeah,
how fucking working class.
Yeah, she sewed it.
Was
on
your
for
mum
you.
head of the ICS?
Yeah.
So go on in, son.
Oh God.
She gave you an Aquascutum hat.
Yeah.
Cool.
I remember getting a really cool Puma jacket. My dad took me into town.
Yeah.
And a Puma jacket was about 100-something quid. And
he was it?
Yeah, he bought me it, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, he really, but I wore it every day, so everything, yeah. All the time, constantly.
I'm just going to fact check. I don't think a Puma jacket's ever been over 100 quid.
It might not have been 100, but it was a smart jacket. There was I can't remember the name of the place in Hull, and it was like the one place where they sold designer gear.
Yeah.
Do you know, like the one shop?
Yeah, most towns, and they'll have that where it's like, it'll be,
like
Stone Island.
Yeah, they used to sell stuff
Omani
like that.
Omani and stuff like that. Football hooligan wear.
Yes, yeah, that was massive when I was younger. Yeah. Massive, yeah. People used to wear that. Or trainers were big because you had to wear your uniform, so whoever had expensive trainers on.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, because for other people around the world, it's quite odd that sort of the more, like, Commonwealth countries, such as Britain, like, they wear this sort of quite antiquated school uniform.
Do they not do that in America or anything? No. They don't have uniforms.
I think maybe in middle school they have to wear like it, but it's a lot more for it would be like cargo pants and a polo shirt or something. Or it's like something like that. Yeah. No. I don't think they really do.
Oh, don't they? Sorry, I don't know.
No, if you look in countries like Australia and New Zealand and Britain, they'll wear the like shirt and tie and blazer.
Yeah.
But there's no fucking need for that at all.
No, it's just ridiculous.
And it's always like just highly flammable nylon. Like, it's not like it's nice.
No.
It's really weird. It's like, why do kids have to wear blazers?
Why do they have to do any of it?
And then obviously you mess around with your tie. Like, yeah. Making it. Did you wear a shirt?
No, definitely wear a shirt and tie. It was a white polo shirt.
Really?
Which I wore... like a version of it, I think. I don't know.
Was it a div school?
Yeah, we used to wear a white hat with a D on it. And
for maths, we had Play-Doh.
Yeah. My mate Steve had a hat with a propeller on the top, and we used to spin that.
When you say hat, was it a helmet?
Yeah. The walls were padded and stuff, but it might as well have been a div school. No, I think some points of it were quite cool. Like, I was quite cool towards the end, and then when you meet girls and stuff, but, like, the bit before
you said twice in this podcast that you were cool at school. How did your coolness manifest it? So how have you...
I lost weight. I lost a lot of weight, and I was like, quite good-looking when towards the end of school.
Oh,
yeah. I was notably, people were saying I was good-looking.
Really?
Towards the end of school, yeah.
You were the boy about town.
Yeah, and I was... Because, obviously, I was middle of the road all the way through it.
Mm.
And then, like, the last year... I got like super good looking and was good at football.
Ah, did you? No,
I did, son. I did. Yeah. Yeah. Good at football.
Sound of marrow blowing smoke up his
ass. They were all jealous of me, son. They were all of them.
Yeah. That must be it.
But I was just a dunce anyway. I don't know. I was just not interested. I could not be less interested in school at all. No. Couldn't wait for it to be finished.
It's weird, the food as well. The food was shocking when I was at school.
Yeah. So did you have a thing where you got tickets for school meals? You might be too middle class for that.
Yeah, I was too middle class for that. Sorry.
So we used to get I don't think we got it for very long. No, I think my mum and dad used to give us £1.50.
Mm-hmm.
But I think other kids got a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in the canteen, and for the ticket, you got a meal.
Yeah.
But it was burger and chips.
Yeah.
Or chicken nuggets and chips. Yeah. Like, it was never anything. Jamie Oliver wasn't about then.
Well, when I was at school, Jamie Oliver did. It changed halfway through. But the thing is on the Jamie Oliver thing, like on the ones that he showed, the pasta sauce and stuff was really good. But our one was like very watery.
Yeah.
Like chopped. It was
stopping
like
it.
Tin tomatoes and sort of overcooked pasta.
Fuck's sake.
So it was like, we don't have any pizza, but we've got seemingly healthy, which I don't know how much healthier it was.
So we used to have a thing where there was a shopping centre near us called Bransome Centre.
Yeah.
And that used to be where you went for your dinner. So your mum and dad would give you a couple of quid every day, like 2 quid a day. And you'd be able to go there and get, and we used to get chippy or sandwiches from Greg's. It wasn't a Greg's, it was called Skeletons, but it's the same thing, Greg's.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing. But I always remember people, I remember playing Wall-E. People were playing Wall-E. Kids used to nick your money off you.
What's Wall-E?
Do you know what, you know where you throw, we used to call it Wall-E, and you throw a pound. And whoever gets his closest to the wall keeps the pound.
Oh, okay.
What, I don't know what you call that anywhere else.
No, I know the game though.
So you basically get your pound each and you throw it, and whoever's closest to the wall wins the money. So people used to play that a lot. People used to, we used to buy, I think for like £1.50, you used to be able to get quite a lot in Bransome Centre. Because you could get a chip butty for like 60p.
Okay, now.
Yeah, and then I remember loads of kids who used to eat a lot of cream buns from Greg's and all that and Skeletons. And they used to run in and nick stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a cool little market thing in Bransome. I don't know what it's like now, Bransome Centre. But that was sort of the highlight of the day, going there, really. Used to walk across there for half an hour. And then,
you know, we've brought this up on the podcast before. Are you depressed?
I think I might be. I think I might be. You're depressed,
like,
yeah.
It was a really, it was some of the best times of my life was eating cream buns from Greg's.
Yeah, I used to hate school.
I'm like, wow.
Hated the people.
Do you know what? I remember, I think I was in year nine, but I misstepped on this step and I fell over in front of about 100 people and then tried to get up again and I fell over again.
Oh, no.
And there was just like, just random people going like,
yeah.
It's like, you see this? The world isn't a very nice place, is it?
Yeah. Did you have a little friendship group?
Yeah, and it was very much like in-betweeners-esque.
Yeah, mine was in-betweeners, definitely.
Mark, Ollie and Daniel, they were they're very much like, if for people that haven't seen the in-betweeners, it's just like the UK. I think a lot of people would.
Yeah, if you haven't, yeah, you Google it, you'll know what we mean.
Like, but basically, yeah, like just the amount of, I mean, I don't know if necessarily the sort of bollocks that we talked about then has moved. Like, it's all masculinity, girls.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like, how many weights can you do? Shagging and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, just bravado.
But what about school, Mara?
Yeah, exactly. That was last night, man. Yeah.
But no, you kind of, the thing is that you kind of move on from that. Like, you're like, what, do you reckon like a bodybuilder could like have a fight with a copperhead snake? But secretly, we still love that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. I remember being a mosher for 2 weeks. Yeah. Do you have moshers in your school?
No, not really.
It's like I wore a Slipknot hoodie and then black, like, ill-fitting jeans with a chain. I wasn't really into the music. I just wanted to wear that sort of stuff.
That's the thing, is how much do you think people are actually into the things or how much do you think they just want to be part of something?
Yeah, I certainly wasn't into the music. I wouldn't be able to tell you a Slipknot song. But at the time I put, and then that lasted about 2 weeks, so I realised that they were the ones being bullied and I was like, bin that off.
Nah, I don't want to be part of that.
Nah, I did not want to be part of that. And then I remember there was a big thing about people throwing flour at each other. That was a big thing theme throughout the school. Everyone, like, there was a last week of school, people got egged and flour thrown at them. And
yeah, that's not good.
No, it was a very bullying environment, my school. It was definitely, I remember that. Yeah, it was mad. It was late, it was early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s. So,
do you remember Happy Slaps?
Yeah, that wasn't a big thing.
Didn't migrate up north.
No, not too much. But I've heard of it, yeah.
No, it was pretty grim.
What were the film you being slapped?
Yeah, like random violence.
Fucking hell.
Like in London.
Yeah.
That was a thing. That was horrible. But like it sort of migrated into the school and I remember the head teacher was like,
don't be doing that.
Can't be doing that.
Yeah.
And also, like, I remember the head teacher talking about, it was really funny, like, in a way. Like, I mean, obviously it's not funny, but it was funny the way he worded it. But in a school assembly, he was like, we've had reports. He was Irish. And he was like, we've had reports of people. I know it sounds like Ian Paisley. It's like, we've had reports of people watching hardcore pornography. And he goes, and he was like, and it was incredibly hardcore. Like, I was like, why does he need to say it's hardcore?
Yeah.
It's like, but if it was softcore, it would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, well, did you just really went into graphic detail. Yeah, it was like, there was anal.
Yeah.
There were BBCs and gangbang.
Like, she was getting her sink fixed by the plumber. Yeah. He did not fix the sink. Yeah.
There were stepsisters involved.
You cannot pay somebody.
The unification of Ireland will happen again. Like, I remember thinking as a kid, I was like,
this man was not a doctor.
So I really don't think he needed to do that.
Didn't teachers miss the point?
Do you know what? He was actually a great head teacher.
Was he?
And sadly, I found out that he died a couple of years ago.
But bless you. Yeah.
What was interesting was that he used to walk his dog in the same park. He used to walk in Mayo Park.
Oh, yeah.
That head teacher. He was a great... I don't know if anyone from my school would listen or whatever, but, like, his name is Pete Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
But he was a very, very well-respected head teacher and a very, like, personable... Like, he wasn't a bully or...
That's good.
Just a nice bloke, really.
Yeah, I can't say the same for any man, but
really,
yeah.
Pete Walsh was great. He had a lot of people really liked it. And also, he recognised me as well when he used to walk dogs and stuff like that.
Did he?
He used to chat to him.
Oh.
It's really funny. He used to slag off, like, the other schools nearby, saying they're like, they're for the fucking weirdos, they're for this. Like, it weren't his words, but it was what he insinuated.
No, yeah, you got the vibe of it, yeah.
But yeah, great bloke.
Oh, that's nice. It's good to have a positive story like that.
And I said, Pete, what was your definition of hardcore pornography? Yeah. So what?
You should have seen it, Jack. There were things going in everywhere.
They said in the contract it was airtight.
Yeah, it was not a real taxi.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
School. Do you remember seeing them videos at school where kids used to come up with you and be like, there's somebody getting beheaded or fucking...
Yeah, that was when I was in year 8, year 9.
Yeah, same, yeah.
And those sort of... It's fucking shocking.
It's
like,
mad, isn't it? E-bombs world and all stuff like that, and yeah. Or somebody's dad give them some... I can't remember now. It's fucking crazy school.
There was like bestiality videos. Like that woman, loads that, stuff that really like famous one of that woman being fucked by a horse.
Yeah, I think,
like,
everybody saw that.
And
yeah,
then you're just like... The rumour was that she died afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, what else was there? There's loads of stuff. I remember phone cases being a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Nokia 3310, you could change it to change the case on it.
So you were like a little bit older than... Were you two, 3 years older than
how
me?
How old are you?
31.
Yeah, I'm only 33. Oh, yeah. I'm 34 now. Fuck, it was my birthday last week. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, mate. No, happy birthday.
I forgot all about it. Yeah, it was my birthday last week. Yeah, so I'm 34 now.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I mean, we're good mates, and I had no idea that it was your birthday.
Yeah, I guess I didn't say anything. Yeah.
Oh.
I might have. Actually, I did tell you four times, and I was
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I was like, it's my birthday next week, and you just started talking about yourself.
Oh, stop it. I didn't do that.
No, I'm joking. I didn't tell you, son. I didn't tell you.
I knew it's in January or whatever, but...
Well, yeah.
Was it February?
No, it's January. It was January last was week. It? Yeah, yeah, 21st. Yeah, but I was away anyway. I was in the States.
What was the boy to do?
So, yeah, no, I remember my mum used to give me my birthday off school.
That's cool.
That was sick. Yeah,
that's pretty good parenting.
Sick. Yeah.
That is
good.
Got
instead. My dad was great when we were younger because he took us out of school to go on holiday because it was cheaper.
Yeah,
I used to love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him being like, don't tell anybody you're on holiday. And we'd come back with like tans and that and be like, I love Benidorm t-shirts on. Yeah, that was great. I love Mallorca, rubbed on tattoos
pork
and
pie
stuff.
Hat. Yeah.
No, yeah, but apart from that,
nice.
I wouldn't go back to school. I genuinely had a conversation with somebody the other night at a gig, and they were like, I'd go back tomorrow. I had the best time. I was just like, are you fucking joking?
I just think life generally, like for me, it's just gotten better.
Every year gets better and better.
The autonomy. I think people that say like school is the best time of their lives. Do you know what, like, as in if I could take those friends and then it's like you got to spend a year together, that would be great.
Yeah.
But not the bullshit around exams and doing all the useless shit the amount of pressure that's put on you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of, I really think it was a waste of time. I really don't, unless you've got really pressurizing like academic parents that say like you have to be like a dentist or be a scientist or something. Don't fucking bother with it. And even then, just do your own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it. Occasionally, you'll get a kid, 1 in 30, that's obsessed with science or maths or something. Okay, if you like it, do it. But don't do it because your parents want to.
No, I totally agree. Don't listen to parents. Bullshit. More on parents another time, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, right. Yeah, school.
There we go.
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.